Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey there, fellow InfoVores. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're peeking into the world of The Juice. You know, that educational app helping students stay ahead. We're going to see what stories those young minds are exploring today, so buckle up.
It's always fascinating to see what grabs young learners, you know. I'm really excited by the themes running through today's stories. Let's unpack them.
Okay, so get this. Cuba, right now, The entire country, dark, like plunged into darkness. And a hurricane's on the way. It's really happening right now after a huge power grid failure. Millions of people.
Yeah, and the thing is, this isn't just like, oh no, bad weather, right? It shows how fragile infrastructure is. The articles point to Cuba's power grid. It's old, years of not enough maintenance, and the U.S. sanctions haven't helped.
It's just heartbreaking. One article quotes this guy, Giovanni Fardales, who's a translator in Havana, and he says it's like being on the Titanic as it slowly sinks. Wow.
Powerful image. Really makes you think about the human cost. And, you know, this is a chance to talk with kids about disaster preparedness, why reliable infrastructure matters, even things like international relations. You could even talk about U.S. foreign policy.
True, true. But even with this crisis, you see this resilience in the Cuban people.
Yeah, that resilience is a strong theme. And it pops up again in our next story, too. But this time, we're going from modern-day Cuba to the ancient city of Petra.
Now, this is like an Indiana Jones adventure, right? Archaeologists are using this cool tech ground-penetrating radar, and they found a secret tomb hidden right under that famous treasury building, you know, from Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
Classic. And the real-life find is just as cool. Inside, ancient burial chambers, artifacts. It's a peek into the lives of the Nabatean people who lived there centuries ago. Really gets the imagination going.
I bet. This story, it's like the perfect jumping off point to talk about ancient civilizations, what archaeology is all about, the technology they use. Imagine kids digging into that, literally.
And you know, it's not just about digging up the past, right? Like Petra, it connects us to these different cultures, different times, really makes you want to learn about history and archaeology.
Yeah, those connections, it's like our next story takes that idea, right? But from these ancient civilizations to something happening now,
yeah,
the whole Israel-Hamas situation.
Okay, so this one is definitely, you know, a little heavier, needs to be handled carefully, but it's also a chance to help kids make sense of these tough global things going on.
Absolutely.
The death of Hamas's leader, Yahya Sinwar, that's big, and we're still seeing how that's going to play out.
Yeah, it makes you think about how important it is to look at things from different sides. Media literacy too, right? And how easy it is for misinformation to spread, especially in places with conflict.
Exactly. You got to encourage kids to think critically, especially with stuff this complex. Help them sort out all the different things they're hearing.
For sure. Okay, so heavy topic, right? Let's shift gears a bit. Need some inspiration. How about a legend? Pele. This story, it's about his journey, how he became this soccer superstar, shows that if you're dedicated, you work hard, you can do incredible things.
The ultimate underdog story, you know. And it goes beyond sports. Pele, his message, it's about never giving up, going after what you love. That's relevant no matter what you're into. Great way to start a conversation about goals, overcoming obstacles, believing in yourself.
Love it. And hey, speaking of things people love, how about some Halloween fun? It's right around the corner. And get this, it's not just costumes and candy anymore.
Oh, it's a whole industry now. One article breaks down how much money Americans drop on Halloween every year. Ready for this? Candy alone, billions of dollars.
Billions. Seriously. You know what I find wild? They have this map, shows the most popular Halloween candy in each state. Who knew candy could be so regional?
Right. Like California, they're all about M&Ms. But New York, Sour Patch Kids all the way. Fun little detail gets you thinking about regional differences, consumer trends, even just like why people like certain tastes.
It's like a tasty map of America's culture or something. And speaking of maps, our final story takes us to the Pacific Ocean. A new marine sanctuary is making waves, but in a good way.
Oh, this one's close to my heart. The Chumash Heritage National Marine Sanctuary. It's huge, not just for the environment, but the way it's being managed, you know?
Right. This is a big deal.
Right.
It's the first time, at least in the U.S., that a national marine sanctuary will be run by, well, indigenous peoples.
Yeah.
The Chumash tribe in this case.
Exactly. It shows how things are changing, recognizing how much indigenous communities know about the environment. They've been taking care of this land and water forever. Their knowledge is so valuable for protecting these places. And what's really cool is this sanctuary, it's not just about the fish and the ocean. It's about culture, too. Protecting the Chumash tribe's heritage, their connection to this area.
It's really hopeful. You know?
Absolutely. From Cuba and everything going on there to the discoveries in Petra to the ocean. Today's stories, they remind us knowledge is everywhere. And when we look at things from different angles, from different stories, we learn so much more about the world.
So true. And hey,
yeah.
This is just a glimpse or a little taste of what the kids are getting into on The Juice. So talk to them about these stories. Maybe even explore some more together.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, stay curious.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.